Welcome to the Old Time Radio Network Western Stories, riding into the Wild West of gunfighters, tales of cattle drives, and sheriffs. Ha, those tales of rough and rowdy adventures of those heroes of the Wild West. We now go back to the early days of Westerns on the radio and our imaginations with our feature presentation.
Nibs.
Why don't you lay off? Ain't we got enough trouble as it is?
Where is he, Chips?
I woke up just as he was climbing the rise.
How's the herd?
Cleaner than red ants.
If you're thinking up some fool way to get the herd through that flood, you better forget it.
Just what I'm thinking, Jim. Something real foolish.
Like flying a herd over the river, maybe?
Nope. Time to take them east.
East? You been feeding on loco weed?
Look, upriver there's some good grazing. Probably a good place to ford the river. Anyways, that's where the water goes down first.
Oh, I see. You're gonna take the herd across, follow the bank back downriver till we hit the trail again. Then just head straight on in for Sedalia, huh?
Not quite.
Bet you won't, because those Arbuckle Mountains drop right down to the river at the other side, cutting you off. Lane, how you plan on getting the herd over a mile-high wall?
I didn't say I was going to.
Well, you can't just make believe them Arbuckles ain't there.
First place, I'm not going to backtrack along the river. I'm heading for this pass.
Miss it, and you'll wind up in Ohio.
I don't aim to miss it.
You can't take 1,500 head of cattle over ground ain't hardly nobody ever seen before.
I'm trail boss, Jeb.
That's right. And you're the only man ain't a steady hand with a Diamond K.
Maybe you got a right for being sore. But being the Diamond K's foreman doesn't qualify you to be trail boss. Mr. Kennedy knew that. That's why he hired me to boss the drive. Now, if you want to know, I'll show you why he hired me. All right. Do we prod the herd out of this pocket?
You take the point. I'll take the riverside.
Right.
Hey, boss! Done this, you're off, Buckles! Help!
Help! All right, keep moving.
How's the slump? Yeah, we'll start moving across in the morning.
How's the river bottom?
Plenty hard, not too deep.
I guess we'll do our nooning on the other side.
Yep, with Moses leading us right into the wilderness.
That's better than bogging down.
Amen to that.
Howdy.
Mind sharing the fire?
Same off a grub, Chips. I'm Bronco Lane, trail boss.
Tom Barkley.
This here's Jeb Foreman.
Angelo here rides for me. You're a long way from anywhere, aren't you?
Well, looks like we all are.
All right, stranger, come get it.
I'll get yours, Mr. Barkley.
Mr. Lane, I need your help. There's been a kidnapping.
Child?
No, she's full grown.
Your daughter?
Yes. Disappeared on her wedding day. Tracked them to Galveston and lost them, but I picked up the trail again.
Her husband along with you?
No, he's on a search of his own. But I found the kidnappers. They were too strong for us. Beat us off.
She's still alive?
We've got nine riders.
Looks like you need to find yourself a marshal.
The young woman's been kidnapped, man.
I'd like to help you, Mr. Barkley, but I'm saddled here with another man's investment.
A herd of cattle can't be compared to a girl.
It's inhuman. It's outrageous. A girl's life's at stake.
The Diamond K lives or dies with this drive.
I'll remember you, Lane. I'll remember you till my dying day.
I've got 1,500 cattle as spooky as sin. I'm 500 miles from nowhere looking for a pass. It's like trying to find a fee on a cow's back. I lose one man and I'm liable to lose that whole herd. I can't take a chance and that's all there is to it.
Who'll ride with me? $100 to every man that comes along.
And I'll match that offer. With lead.
Leo, ride ahead. Get 20 riders from the ranch.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
If I'd been in your boots, I'd have done it wrong. But I'd be able to sleep tonight.
I'm not so sure I was right.
Is fixed. You tell your captain that he's 400 miles from the Gulf.
My apologies, gentlemen. I forgot we were not at sea. Captain Amos Carr, United States Navy at your service.
Bronco Lane, trail boss of the Diamond K. This here's Jeb Thomas, Ramrod.
My bosun. We saw you disengage yourself from those cows astern. Have you run afoul of any pirates in the past 48 hours?
Pirates?
Aye. We drove off a boarding party with small arms fire 2 days back.
You reckon he means outlaws?
I mean pirates.
Well, I haven't run into any.
No, we did. And they'll be back, too, once they've licked their wounds.
Outlaw? I mean pirates. Don't usually strike twice.
Well, they will. If you've got something they want. And I've got something they want.
How come you haven't hightailed it out of here? Your tracks, you've been here a couple of days or so.
Well, my A.B. got wounded. I was afraid he'd hemorrhage if I moved him. Bosun, prepare to weigh anchor.
Aye, aye. What course, Captain?
Nor by west.
Nor by west it is, sir.
Chip, right on back. Steer Chips up this way, will you?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Aren't you a little off the beaten path yourself?
We didn't have your navy to ford the river back at the trail crossing, Captain.
And that means that That Arbuckle range is cutting you off from your trail.
Yeah, but there's a pass through it.
Yeah.
100 miles north.
129 miles, and it's not due north by a long shot.
I wouldn't aim to be exact.
Your navigation is an exact science.
Hold up there, hold.
One deviation of 1 degree and would make you miss that pass by 50 miles. You'll lose days finding it.
When's the last time you greased these wheels?
I've never greased a wagon wheel in my life.
A few more days and you'd wish you had.
Well, I'm used to keels, not wheels.
I'll give you some grease when my wagon gets up. The rigging on these horses look like you've lashed them to the mast.
How many men have you got in your party?
I got 9 hands, counting Jeb and myself. Why?
Well, with you lost...
Who said I was lost?
Well, let's just say that you're not precisely sure of your heading. Now, the point is, I need reinforcements if those pirates are going to join battle again.
I can't risk a fight.
What's your destination?
Sedalia.
Now, you may not know it, but you're way off your course.
How can you be so all-fired sure?
Well, mariners have been sailing by celestial navigation for centuries. Without landmarks.
All right. I'll grease your wheels and fix your harnesses, if you'll set me straight.
I'll get you to that pass on one condition.
I said I can't risk a fight.
Now, don't you try haggling with the Yankee skipper, young man.
What you got on your mind?
Lane, I got a right to know what you're leading us into.
I guess you do. Captain Carr's navigating us to the pass.
Yankees don't give nothing for nothing.
He's scared of outlaws.
You'll fight for him?
I got no choice. At least till we get to the pass.
And you're the man who wouldn't fight for a kidnapped girl. Huh?
You got any more of that lukewarm coffee?
Got enough in there for 3 extra?
I knew you'd ask.
Captain Carr's respects, sir. You and Mr. Thomas are invited to join him for evening mess.
We were just going to invite you, sir.
Well, Captain Carr asked first. We'll be over in about 10 minutes. Well, I guess the boys are going to get enough to eat tonight. For a change?
For a change? You get out of here. You eat enough for 3 men for a change. What are you talking about? I go to all this trouble to fix a good meal here, and you talk about for a change. You ain't got as much sense as me and you both.
I try to keep things shipshape. Bosun, the sherry wine, please. You must wonder what a sea captain is doing on this prairie of yours.
Did sort of cross my mind.
Yes, well, I'm a born downeaster. Mm-hmm. Been at sea from childhood. Sailed up the Mississippi with Farragut. During that engagement, I got my first real look at the land for which I had been fighting. Then and there, gentlemen, I took a vow that I would see more of this country somehow. Your health, gentlemen. My ship was anchored off Galveston when I received orders to take command of a flotilla on the Great Lakes. Well, naturally, I chose to travel overland.
Do you mind telling me just what you got that these pirates want?
I was leading up to that. Excuse me. Miranda, my dear. My wife.
Evening, gentlemen. Do have your cigars now, gentlemen.
Are you sure you won't mind, my dear?
As long as we're dining outdoors, honey.
Pardon, ma'am. But before you were married, was your name Barkley?
I'll have you strung up on the nearest guard arm.
Amos, honey.
He's in league with that pirate.
That pirate claims you kidnapped his daughter.
His daughter? The silly old reprobate. He tried to marry me. Mr. Barkley was ashamed to tell the truth because of the difference in our ages. He was much older than you, honey. I couldn't possibly love him, but he swore to kill anyone that tried to marry me. It was all too ridiculous, so I ran away.
I was 10 miles out of Galveston when Miranda crossed my bow.
Amos gave me sanctuary.
Well, can you blame me?
My only hope was in becoming Captain Carr's wife.
Well, the lady's reputation was at stake, too.
I married a gallant man, gentlemen, even if he is a Yankee.
I hate to be the one to bring up bad news, but Barkley's on his way back here with 20 men.
And we'll fight him off.
You'd better drive on ahead. Our herd moves mighty slow.
But I can't outrun Barkley. No, Lane. With your men, I can whip them handily.
2-1?
What?
There's 2-1 odds.
I don't care if they're 5-1. Farragut's strategy works on land as well as sea.
Ready, Captain? Now.
Lead me down to Nova West.
Aye, aye, sir. Nor by west. Nor northwest. Northwest. West, northwest. West by north. West by north it is, sir.
Whoa!
Keep moving, Will. Now. Come on.
Aye, sir.
The new heading is west by north.
I'll get word to Jeb.
Send Miranda back if you see her, huh?
Aye, Cap.
Hey!
Got a lonely job out here.
Yeah, but it ain't so lonely now.
Why, how nice and chivalrous. I'll have to ride this way more often.
I'd be right pleased if you did, ma'am.
Goodness, there mustn't be a soul within miles of us. Of course, my husband has a telescope. Now, who could that be?
Oh, it's Bronco.
Just when we were getting acquainted. I'll race you to him.
All right.
You let me win. That wasn't fair, but it was gallant and gentlemanly of you.
Well, ladies first. What's up?
We're shifting courses, Jeb. Off to the west.
Aye, aye, sir.
You want her back at the flagship, ma'am.
Those pokey old wagons.
Captain's orders.
Oh, well.
Well, I didn't ask her up here.
It's a mighty short fuse on that package of dynamite, Jeb.
You don't have to tell me that.
Well, let's don't light any matches, huh?
And that's one order I don't have to take from you.
Then I'll just have to make sure.
Ah. Get up.
Come on.
astern.
You can bet Barkley's not far behind.
We'll check the horizon every hour.
Eating dust.
Eating dust?
Ride and drag.
Well, for goodness sakes, why?
Well, I wouldn't be known, ma'am.
Are you sure you wouldn't?
Ma'am, I'd be mighty obliged if you'd do your riding somewhere else. I ain't eat dust in a long time.
That Java get away from you there, Chips. I'll be wanting some when I get back from night watch.
That's a good way to get yourself killed.
Look, nearby it scared me to death.
What you doing up here?
What's a lady to do when she can't sleep?
Try counting cowboys.
That's downright unchivalrous of you, Mr. Lane.
Ma'am, this drive's giving me all the trouble I can handle. Now, if you've got some troubles, why don't you take them to your husband?
Why'd you make Jeb ride drag today? To pacify the captain, or was it plain jealous spite?
Jeb's gonna ride drag as long as you're around.
You were jealous.
Respect for another man's marriage happens to be one of my weaknesses.
Do you know what kind of marriage it really is?
You want me to tell you?
Everything I do is wrong.
At the risk of being called unchivalrous, ma'am, you're dead right.
Sure. Sit in judgment, Mr. Know-it-all. You saw Tom Barkley. You know what a fit husband he'd have been for me. I tried to escape, but all it got me was another man. As uninteresting as Tom. I tried to be good to him. I tried.
All right, now simmer down there.
You do understand. I know you do.
You made me ride drag all day for that?
I was right, Jeb. She is a package of dynamite.
And you lit the fuse.
Well, she lit the match. I don't want to fight you, Jeb.
Why, you're just plain scared.
It's just that I don't want the captain finding out what he's married to. Now, she ain't worth fighting over.
If you think I deserve this blow in the jaw, all right. But I'm not taking another one.
Two men fight over another man's wife. It's time the husband took a hand.
Jeb made it mighty tender there, Captain.
Now, are you going to fight? Or don't you dare face the husband?
I'm mighty sorry.
Sorry?
It's a prairie. Kind of gets to a man. I've been on a trail a long time.
I'm not blind, Mr. Lane. Maybe I'm more hurt than angry. I understand you. Our lives have much in common. The sea's as lonely a life as the prairie. It's a long time between ports. It only loves your ship. It only family's the crew.
voyage ends, and you're a stranger in your home port.
I never looked at it like that. That's the way it is, Harry.
Aye.
Oh.
Oh. Well, many's the night I've dreamt of a wife. Many's the time I've been too tongue-tied to ask a woman to share only half my life.
I know what you mean.
And Miranda opened a sight. She was every dream I've ever had come true. Maybe I took advantage of her, marrying her. Performed the ceremony myself, my bosun serving as my own proxy.
That's right, smart of you. Is it legal?
Doesn't matter much one way or the other. As soon as Miranda shows she's really in love with me, we'll have a big church wedding. Have a chaplain tie a good, solid splice instead of a slipknot. I can only hold on to her for a few years. She'll know what a good husband she has. The main thing in marriage for a woman is security.
Wish you luck, Captain.
Oh.
There we are. You should have stayed awake. You missed a mighty good powwow.
Morning, Bronco.
Yeah, morning, Captain. Breakfast?
Yes, thank you.
Bill, have Chip send up another plate, will you?
Coming right up.
Yeah, sounds mighty appetizing.
Yeah.
According to my calculations, Bronco, Barkley should be catching up with us tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the way I figured.
I have a plan of attack.
You mean defense, don't you?
No, defending would only chase them off and provoke another raid. I mean to attack.
I bet you thought I wasn't going to have enough.
You hurt your leg?
No, it's my shin bone.
There's not a cloud in the sky today, Chips. You sure?
I can't help that. It's going to be a weapon.
All right. Pass out the ponchos to the men.
Ponchos? Now, you mean to say it's going to rain?
Just as sure as I'm standing here.
The barometer reads 29.8, and it's on the rise.
That got something to do with what I just said.
Means? We're in for a fine day.
Well, I don't care what your thermometer says. My shin bone's aching, and it's going to be a wet.
Now, blast it. The barometer is a scientific instrument.
You bet, man, Captain.
Now, you can't be serious.
More money's changed hands over Chip's shin bone than passed over the poker tables at Laramie.
Well, you know, that barometer of mine has taken quite a few bumps on this voyage. I better warn the men to prepare for squalls ahead.
Rider coming up fast.
You recognize him?
Yeah. Remember that black-haired fella tried to hit you with a plate of stew?
You sure he's alone?
He's alone, all right.
Ocean?
Aye.
Clear the decks for action.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Men, draw some extra ammunition just in case. Far enough.
Don't shoot. I'm on your side.
Get down. I thought you were on Barkley's hands.
Not anymore. I ran out on him.
Yeah? Why?
He's got 20 gunslingers. He's planning a regular massacre. Even the girl. I wouldn't be a party to it.
So you risk your life to save us, huh?
It's Angelo. He's the one who helped me escape. Darling, if it hadn't been for Angelo, I'd be married to Tom Barkley instead of you.
Well, you're welcome to join my crew, young man. I'm greatly indebted to you.
Thank you, sir. May your marriage vows be doubly blessed, Senora.
Well, Angelo, that's lovely.
And downright chivalrous.
Now, why this lack of trust? Mr. Lane?
Just don't like taking chances, Captain. All right, let's put some distance between those 20 guns and ourselves.
50 guns would not be too many for us to face, sir. Gentlemen, follow me.
All right, Frank, take his horse. West, keep watch.
Bosun, follow the mizzen. She's loaded with grape, gentlemen. And one of Admiral Farragut's pet maneuvers fits our situation to a T.
What the Navy wants at Flower this time of night's more than I can see.
From all I can gather, the bosun's got a recipe you can use.
Really? One of them foreign dishes?
Yep. Biscuits. Yep.
What is the Flower for?
Just going to make sure the captain gets a fair shake.
Well, why the Flower?
You believe that yarn that Angelo spun?
You mean him and Moran? Shh. Well, do you?
Anyone crosses her path just once, that's enough. Making sure of the comings and the goings.
I thought I'd never see you again.
You still have the money?
That's why you followed me here.
But first I kissed you. Now, doesn't it prove my first thoughts were of you?
I accept your apology. Money's in my wagon, sugar.
All of it?
Of course. Plus what my husband gave me.
Which husband? Barclay or Carr?
The captain, of course. May your marriage vows be doubly blessed. And you said that I almost laughed in his silly faces.
How does it feel to have two husbands?
Makes me want to run away with you.
Tonight?
Tomorrow night. We'll be that much closer to the pass.
Barclay's sure to catch us first.
Then I'll be back with one husband again.
Maybe none, huh?
Then we can be married after a proper period of mourning.
24 hours?
Don't you ever sleep?
Take my gun, amigo. I won't shoot it out with you.
Understand, Bronco. Angelo's my oldest and dearest friend. You've got to believe me, Bronco.
Like the other night when you tried to make me believe that I was your oldest and dearest friend. Why don't you try kissing your husband for a change?
You're hurting me.
Not near what I'll do to you if I catch you double-dealing the captain again.
Heart is. I'll be fighting for you in tomorrow's battle.
Oh, my heart, you, Amos.
I was hoping you could begin to care for me a little.
I've always cared for you a lot.
Makes the fighting so much easier. You don't know how much easier it is to go into battle knowing someone cares.
But you're so brave already. So very brave. Amos Sugar, I just want you to know that tomorrow when you...
Yes?
I'll always remember you.
We have to run for it.
Nothing would please me more.
Is that the money?
Don't you trust me?
Oh, sure.
Rise and shine. Your turn to nurse the herd.
How's everything?
Cozy's a tick and a cow.
Miranda's gone.
With Angelo?
Two sets of prints. My guests are heading towards the pass.
I'll come along.
Barkley may hit any moment. You take charge.
You sure you trust me?
I trust you.
I'll give you a hand, Bronk. Wish you luck.
Sabe?
Well, hadn't we better be getting started?
Wait.
Well, the horses must be rested by now.
Wait.
You're just nervous, honey.
That hill over there. Keep your eyes on it.
It's Bronco.
It's foolish to run,
Well, we can't just stay here.
A little ambush, that's all we need. Now you take the horses around that bend.
All right, honey. You take care of him here.
In money and jewels. Half of it is yours.
I won't share it with him.
Don't listen to her. She's no good. She stole it from Barkley. You think she's his daughter? She isn't. He just told you that because he was too proud to admit she'd run out on an old man. She isn't his daughter. She's his wife.
Is that true, Miranda?
How can you ask her? All she does is lie. She married Barkley, stole his money, and was gone before the guests were seated at the wedding feast. Now, how can you trust someone who would do a thing like that? Answer me, Bronco. Is it a deal? Oh, come on, Bronco. What do we got to fight about?
You've been telling me all along.
But she's no good, I tell you. Share the money with me and leave her here to rot. Oh, come on, amigo. Use your head. How about it, Bronco? Are we amigos?
Such lies in all my born days, Bronco, honey.
Yeah, it was right unchivalrous of him, wasn't it?
Well, I never dreamed he was that kind of man. I'm glad you killed him. He deserved it after all those nasty things he said.
Sure did.
Well, I'm so happy to hear you say that, Bronco. You know, you're the only one I really care about. Don't let's go back to camp. Let's just keep on going, you and me. Oh, I've got money. Loads of money. No one to spend it on but little old you. Well, aren't you coming with me?
Why, sure, honey. Right back to your husband. You know, that's the way I like you. Come on, amigo. Siesta's over. You're only creased. You know what? You're a worse actor than she is. All right, let's go.
Bronco, stand back! Those pirates are ready to attack. They're sailing into the same trap that Farragut set at Mobile. Bosun, your cannon ready?
Cannon all ready, sir.
Amos, Sugar, look what this awful Bronco person did to me.
Jeb told me all about it.
Well, are you going to believe him or your wife?
Bronco, will you get her out of my sight so we can get on with this battle?
Sure. You'll tell me why we're fighting.
Why we're fighting? Why, on account of...
Now, Amos, Sugar, don't look at me like that. You just give me a chance and I can explain everything.
Excuse me, ma'am. Barkley! Tom Barkley!
You surrendering my wife?
On top of all this, you're his wife, too?
Seems he staked his claim before you did. All right, Barkley. We're laying our guns down. There'll be no shooting.
compliments, Chips. That was a fine repast.
Thank you, Captain.
I hate to eat and run, but certainly enjoyed meeting you, Captain Carr.
Barclay, I'm very glad you got your money back. If you're ever around the Great Lakes, drop in.
I might just do that. Never rode a ship before.
Well, try to get you one that doesn't buck.
Miranda. Gentlemen.
Tom, honey, I'm so glad you rescued me from those horrid kidnappers. Why, they had me so confused, I didn't know which way to turn. And then when Angelo came, well, I thought you had sent him. And that's how it all started it.
You know, something tells me she'll be Queen Bee again before they get back to Texas.
It's no idle thought, Bronco. My own experience, I can tell you. There's no fool like an old fool.
Unless it's a young fool. Bosun, prepare to anchor.
Aye, aye. Stand by to cast off.
Bronco, Bronco, tearing across the Texas plain. Bronco, Bronco, Bronco Lane. Born down around the old panhandle, Texas is where he grew to fame. There ain't a horse that he can't handle, that's how he got his name. Bronco, Bronco, tearing across the Texas plain. Bronco, Bronco, Bronco Lane. Next to a four-square Texas twister, you'd call a cyclone meek and mild. You've never seen a twister, mister, till someone gets him riled. Bronco, Bronco, tearing across the Texas plain. Bronco, Bronco, Bronco Lane. Show me a gal who's kissed him once, I'll show you a gal who's kissed him twice. Once any gal has kissed him twice, she's dreaming of shoes and rice. Bronco, Bronco, tearing across the Texas plain. Bronco, Bronco, Bronco.